This is Archer of Archer Radio, and today is Friday, May 26, 2006. It's day five. Is it day five of the birthday week? Yes, I believe it is. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. God, I've had such a fucking long week. I am so glad it's Friday, and of course now I have a three-day weekend with the boyfriend because Monday is Memorial Day, and Memorial Day is my birthday this year, so, you know, this will be the last show until after the birthday, so happy birthday to me. I was unable to go to the P.O. box today, so I have no idea if someone has sent us a gift or sent us, cards or whatever, so I will have to check that over the weekend, but, actually, I'm on Skype, and I see there's lots of people to talk to, but I'm going to let them call me, because I want to talk about a few things first. On the weekends, I DVR all of my shows, the Sopranos, Big Love, Desperate Housewives, and all that stuff, and I haven't really talked about the shows, even though I've watched them, but last night I was able to finally catch up with the Sopranos. And I was a little disappointed that The Sopranos decided to take the route of killing the gay mobster on the show. It's disappointing because I would think it sounded like at a couple points that they were going to start being accepting of him and maybe let him come back into the mob. But of course, the rival family, or the family that Tony does a lot of business with, was not happy that he was out being gay, and they killed him. In case you haven't seen that, oops, that was a spoiler, sorry. I was just disappointed because I was hoping that HBO or the writers or whatever would take a different route and let the guy live and, you know, I don't know, have a gay life on the Sopranos. Although it does sound totally out of character because the mobsters just aren't accepting of differences. Excuse me. So I was just disappointed in that. And I also have to, speaking of television, I have to say that my guess for American Idol was completely wrong. Yesterday you heard Jeff Mark and I talking about American Idol, and I said that, Taylor Hicks was not going to win because he didn't really have the look. Well, as it turns out, he did win. He did have the look and or the talent that he needed to win Idol. But you have to remember that it's... Excuse me, I have a frog in my throat today. Although I think I cough on every podcast. But in any case, at least American Idol is voted by people and not necessarily people in the business. So he may or may not has what it takes to be a rock star or an American Idol pop star. But there obviously was enough fans out there to think that he did or he does. So he's the next American Idol. And just to come back to one thing that Chef Mark was talking about, that he said that, is it possible that this is all of this, like, reality TV show, all this stuff on TV that they're hyping people to watch, and millions of people are watching it, is it possible that these things are just diversions from the actual things that are, you know, happening in our country, i.e. the war, Bush's policies on things, and so forth? There's a good chance that that's possible, but it would be hard to say that the networks and the, I don't know, corporations behind the networks are in cahoots with the government to plan these diversions and have these diversions happen without somebody finding out about it. It's possible, but I just don't think that that's what's happening. However, having said that, all these things are diverting people's attention away from the war, away from Bush, away from things that are happening in the country. And I think more so, maybe it's an escape from those things so that you don't have to think about them. But the problem is that they're still there. And of course, just today, well, yesterday and this week, there have been more revelations of possible indictments coming down the road. For example, or at least some trouble happening, because Dennis Hastert on Wednesday was, ABC News, I should say, was reporting that the Justice Department was looking into allegations against Dennis Hastert, who's the Speaker of the House. But then Thursday morning when I got up to watch the news, they said that The Justice Department and Hastert both are denying the rumors and want ABC to retract the story. So we'll see if they actually do retract it or not. Or maybe by the time you're hearing this, they already have retracted it. I don't know. But I'd like to actually hear more details about the story and what exactly he was doing that the Justice Department would even consider looking into him. And, of course, at the same time, there's a good possibility that Cheney is going to be called in for the to testify more on the Scooter Libby case. I mean, it's just amazing the shit that's going on. And, of course, on Thursday, it was found that Enron, what's his name, Robert Skilling, or what is it? After 5 days of deliberations, juries held top executives accountable for fraud. Sentencing for both men, will be in September. Let me just read a little bit about this, because that's who is it? It's Ken Lay and Jeffrey Skilling. Yeah, they're both convicted of their problems with Enron. What is it? Six counts charged and convicted. For fraud on their watch. But then I just saw, because I'm at WashingtonPost.com getting the latest, the absolute latest I can get, and it says that Libby told the grand jury that Cheney spoke of Valerie Plame, so there's a good chance that Cheney's going to be called in. I mean, so basically I'm saying is that all this crap that's happening day in, day out, there's one more thing, another thing about some political thing that people are just, they're just tired of hearing it, so television then becomes the diversion from all of these things that are happening in the world. So I don't know, it's a good premise, but I just don't think that the corporations and networks are behind it. So, but it is true, it's definitely diverting people's attention away from it. Now on to other things. I was listening to John Ong's show today, and he was saying something about me, and now I can't remember. I wonder if... No, I know what it was. He was at Target, and he was recording a show, and he was at Target, and he was looking at the fragrances, and he said, I wonder if Archer wears fragrance. Well, John Ong, I do wear cologne, or... I guess just cologne. It's... Well, I like a lot of different kinds, but right now I'm wearing this kind called Chrome. It's like a bluish color in like this squarish bottle, and I like the way it smells, so that's one I'm wearing. But I also like to wear Eternity for Men, and what's the one that my boyfriend gave me last year? Beauty, I think it's called. I think that's what it's called. But anyway, John Ong mentioned on his show that he is taking a week off because he has he's going to migrate his site over to, I think he said WordPress? I'm not sure. But he's going to take a week off, so we won't have any John Ong shows next week, which, of course, will be sad. But I understand John needs some time off, and I certainly understand about updating his website, because he said that it's been around since 2003, and he hasn't really done any major work on it. So good for you, John, and I'll be looking forward to the change in your website and having you back as someone to listen to. Speaking of listening to podcasts, you know how I was Mark and I were talking about not having enough time in a day to listen to podcasts, at least the ones that I'm subscribed to? Well, I get up this morning and do my updating of the podcast, and there was only like 3.5 hours of shows that people had posted. There was no Mad show today. PNS was a rerun. So there wasn't a whole lot to listen to, so I listened to it all in the time that I drove to work and the first couple hours of work. So by the end of the day, I didn't have anything else to listen to. Then again, I wasn't at home to update the iPod, so it didn't really matter anyway. But it was just interesting that Fridays tend to be slow days for the podcasters, but I wonder if Madge recorded her call-in show. I don't know. So that's what's up. Now, today is Friday, so that means it's the first day of the birthday weekend, and it's a 3-day weekend, as I mentioned, and I'm spending the entire weekend at the boyfriend's house. So, of course, that means I'm packing a suitcase the size of my trunk. No, I'm just kidding, but I am a typical gay man in terms of packing. I pack everything but the kitchen sink, because I know I won't be going back to my house until Monday, so I need to make sure I have everything I need, you know, moisturizers, everything, that, you know, brush, toothbrush. I mean, all this stuff. You just have to make sure you have. And then, of course, I have to pack like 5 or 6 outfits because I don't want to be caught without the correct clothing to wear to a certain event. And I know the boyfriend's planning something. He said Sunday I need to dress up, or you know, halfway dressed up, khakis and a nice shirt. Oh, and he wants me to wear my boots, so I'm gonna have to pack my boots too. Oh gosh, I got so much to do. And usually I'm so busy on a Thursday that I am not able to record a show, but last night I was able to get this one done. That sounds kind of weird. Anyway, the birthday weekend, I'm hoping to record at least one show with the boyfriend in this 3-day weekend, if not more. Oh, and speaking of that, because it's a 3-day weekend, and because I will be at the boyfriend's house all weekend, there won't be a show on Monday. Plus, it's Memorial Day, so you should be spending that with your family or your friends or whatever anyway. So there won't be a show on Monday, but of course there'll be one on Tuesday. And I'll try to probably do one every day next week. We'll see. Just depends. You know what? Now let's start up Skype and just see if there's anyone on Skype to talk to. Well, I just had a Skype conversation with Mapusant, who is a listener in Canada, and I was going to insert the audio there, but his side was very low, so you would have a hard time hearing it. But we had a really nice conversation. He told me that I'm his favorite podcaster, which was very nice of him. I appreciate that, Mapusant. And we were talking about podcasting and what he likes and different shows he listens to, and it was a really good conversation. I'm sorry the audio wasn't loud enough for you to hear it as well. Maybe another time we can connect up and have a more lengthy conversation with him. I appreciate him letting me chat with him, though. That was very nice of him. There are some others on Skype, but they're busy, so I'm not going to bother them. But I did want to talk about the email that we've been comments that have been on the website lately. From yesterday's show, the 7th grade yearbook, we had a couple comments, one from John Q, and he says, "We want to see a picture of Archer in the 7th grade, particularly in a leisure suit. Oh my God. Well, John, I'm sorry to say you're not going to see that. I was actually tempted to scan that picture, but unfortunately I gave the yearbook back today and I was unable to, well, just didn't do it, so I'm sorry about that. And then we got a comment from Matt Blender. Now, if I remember correctly, Matt Blender was the guy who was doing the show notes for Madge Weinstein for quite a while. But then just this past weekend, I believe he was beaten up or something like that happened to him. At least I heard something like that on the show, on Madge's show. So, Matt, I hope you're doing much better and you're going to be okay. But his comment says that he says, I totally agree with everything your caller had to say about American Idol, but I do take a big exception to his Kelly Clarkson comment. He says she's the only idol with genuine talent, and she's shedded her idol past, too. Actually, you know what, Matt, I think you're right about that, because she, I think, didn't she not want to go do the idol for this season, you know, how some of the old idol people come back and they sing their songs or something like that. So I believe you're right about that. I can't say that I even know enough to say that she's got the talent, but I do know that I do like most of her songs that have been put out. So I guess it's all relative. People have their own likes and dislikes. So, but Matt, thank you for the comment. I appreciate that very much. I didn't realize you were a listener of mine. So thanks for the comment and thanks for listening. And then we got comment from Mike Hipp, and Mike Hipp says, everybody knows who you are, Archer. Believe me, I talk to a lot of queercasters, and I have never mentioned your name and had the person on the other end say, who? And don't forget that you're on the soup almost every day. That alone puts your name in front of a couple thousand people a month. So true, Mike Hipp. I tend to forget that you summarize my show almost every single day. I think this week alone you've done me every single day, so that's very nice. Now, Mike Hipp happens to be on Skype, and I think I'm going to try to call him real quick so we can chat about this. Let's see if he will answer his phone and see. We're going to ring the phone here and see what he has to say. Well, ask him about this. Okay, let's call Mike. Okay, I don't know if you can hear that ringing. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Archer.
How are you? Sorry about that. I stepped away from the computer for just a second, and there you were calling me back.
Yeah, I apologize for not being available there.
That's quite all right. That's quite all right. I was just checking to see if you were.
Actually, I don't know where I met him, but somebody named Tony from Canada, he has his own podcast. And he was helping me try and fix my page so I can turn it with an RSS feed. You know about all that stuff.
Yes, 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 yes.
And it's a good idea to have my page on an RSS feed because then people could just see it there with, you know, with their regular feeds.
Right, right.
But I've never done it, and my code was really bad, so he's helping me with the code. Actually, he just cleaned everything up. It was a real mess before. Very nice. I've never met him before, and he just offered to do this.
What's the name of his podcast?
Hang on, I'll go to my Gmail and tell you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I was on your site just a couple minutes ago, and it sounds like you listened to a lot of podcasts. I think it was yesterday. I'm like, oh my gosh, this list goes on and on and on.
I've been really, truly stuck in front of my computer doing the same kind of repetitive data entry stuff for 2 days now. So it offers a lot of time to cover podcasts. He is the guy from podcastpsa.net.
Oh, okay. PSA.
Tony Piper.
Yes, yes. Oh,
and
very
he's been
good.
Very helpful. And I'm working now. He sort of rewrote the whole page. So I'm going to take it and overwrite my code and then upload it. Then it should be RSS ready.
Yeah, I just noticed now there's no little RSS thing in Safari that usually shows up if there's an RSS feed. I didn't realize you weren't yet RSS. So,
well, when I had Blogspot, I had RSS feed because it, you know, it's kind of built in. But then when I built the page myself.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And what's with that new red graphic on the front with that guy with the hat pulled down over his face?
I got tired of the other one.
Oh, okay.
The other one was up there a long time.
Well, that's
true. I was changing them quite often, and then that one was there because I loved it, and I just got tired of it.
Yeah.
The red one is quite eye-catching.
It sure is. Kind of hit you. But that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that.
It actually kind of needs a different background color if it's going to be that bright on the foreground, but... another thing that this Tony guy is helping me with, he's going to suggest some augmentation and improvements to the site, which I'm all for. If anybody's got any ideas.
Like what kind of things?
I don't know. Maybe he'll show me how to set up a forum. I haven't talked to him about it yet.
Well, I did notice, because I was tempted to comment on one of these one day. I can't remember which one it was. Well, maybe it was yesterday, all the ones that you listened to. I was going to say something like you had a lot of time or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I see nobody ever comments on these, do they?
Mm-mm.
That's too bad.
No, actually, I had turned comments off for a long time.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, you know, it's hard to get comments on a podcaster's webpage, so I just take it.
That's true. I did get your comment today, though, and I appreciate that very much.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about that, saying, I can't imagine that there's somebody who doesn't know who I am. I mean, surely.
Almost everybody I've ever spoken to knows who you are.
That's amazing, because I actually didn't think I had enough of a presence for people to know who I am.
Well, you were there early. So, you know, you were there when there weren't very many.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so have you listened to any ones lately that you should recommend to me?
Have I listened to anything good, new, that I should recommend to you?
Not that I need to add any more podcasts to my listening.
I heard you saying, was it, you were talking to John Long, was it?
Yeah.
Saying that you had too many...
But surprisingly, like today, I went to update. I mentioned this earlier on my show. I mentioned that I updated the iTunes, and only like 5 people had posted today. So I only had like 4 hours of stuff to listen to, and I was done with that by lunchtime. And I'm like, okay, I need something else to listen to.
You need another fix. Run out.
Another show or something. Because just now, it just seems like plain old music on the iPod is just not good enough. You know?
Yeah, you know, I don't listen to music at all anymore. iPod all day. And that's sad, too, because I have, you know, 20 gigs worth of music on there.
Yeah, so do I. So.
Now, what you asked if I had listened to anything that you might be interested in, you know what I find funny is that I have actually been listening lately to the shows that you listen to anyway.
Okay.
Did you notice I covered Special Delivery Mark?
Yes.
And John Ong.
Yes, and and Wanda, and of course... Now, I do have to say that I haven't, which is probably, I shouldn't say, but I have not been listening to Feast of Fools this week, so I have really no idea what's going on with them.
Mm. You can listen but, to read the series.
Yeah,
had one,
that's exactly what I
action.
Did. Yeah, because yesterday's was a rerun, and then the PNS Explosion posted a rerun today.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, so.
I heard them say on their last show they were going to be out of town.
Right. And Madge didn't post today either, so, you know, three major ones I didn't. Listen to so.
Wow, you did have some time left over.
Yeah. So, what are you doing this weekend? You got big plans for the 3-day weekend?
Vegetate? No, seriously. We'll probably go over to a friend's house on the day of. That's Monday, right?
Right, Memorial Day. Yeah.
Right, but as far as the weekend, work has been killing me so bad lately that when the weekend comes, I don't want to shop. I don't want to do anything. I just want to. You know, hang out and do whatever, but not work, not
right.
in any way related.
Well, that's
what
cool,
are you going to do?
Well, it's my birthday weekend, so
I know.
I really don't know what we're going to do because the boyfriend's got all these plans and he hasn't told me what they are.
Oh, so, wow, that means it's going to be special,
right? So, and I'm going to be spending the whole weekend at his house, so I have to pack a suitcase. Like, I have to make sure I have everything in there, and that's a little mm-hmm. stressful, you know. I'm a typical gay man. I will pack everything. I'll put the kitchen sink in there if I could.
All your products.
Exactly.
You got to keep that Asian hair in style.
Exactly, yeah. So.
So he lives in the city and you live outside the
yes,
city.
Yes, yeah. Mm. We're about 20 minutes away with no traffic. But on traffic days, which is usually Friday when we're going, either he's coming out here or I'm going in there, it's a good 45-minute drive with the traffic.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's crazy. So, but then we spend the whole weekend together, so that's nice.
So, and you're just going to do whatever he wants to do then?
Basically, yeah, because he hasn't told me, you know, what we're doing. The only thing he said was that Sunday I have to wear, you know, like halfway decent clothes, like khakis and a, you know, nice shirt. So he must be taking me somewhere.
Oh, I heard you say that on your show early
yeah.
in the week.
Yeah.
Wow, he makes plans early because this was like Monday when you said that.
Right, because he told me last weekend that I needed to, you know, plan to wear some nice pants and shirt. But didn't give me any clues on where we're going, like if we're going out to dinner, if we're going to a concert, or if we're going to a lecture. I have no
Honolulu.
Idea.
Honolulu.
Well, no, I know we won't go away because he knows I can't do that.
That's well, right, because you don't even fly, do you?
Well, I do now because I got over that when I flew to New Orleans, so
mm-hmm.
I could fly. But in terms
I love
of,
flying. When you're taking off and you're leaning back, you know, and you've pressed into your seat, that's an amazing feeling.
I know, a lot of people like it. And it was not bad this time. It just and it wasn't so...
It's a control thing, isn't it, Archer?
You know what? Some of it is control. I don't have control. And this
you don't have control of that situation.
Exactly.
Right.
But this time was so much better. There wasn't any turbulence. I wasn't nervous or anything. So I'm sure I'll get on a plane again. No, but the point is that we can't really plan to go away unless it's like a driving thing because both of us have to be back to work on Tuesday.
Oh.
So,
mm.
You know, we can't take off, so...
But anyway. Well, I have a grill, so I think that's what we'll do for the weekend. It's so nice here.
Oh, I bet it is. What's the temperature there?
Well, today it's actually kind of warm. It's almost 89, 90 degrees today.
Oh,
but
wow.
It has been in the high 70s or low 80s, which is just perfect. You know, at 8 o'clock in the evening, just sit out on the patio.
Yeah.
So beautiful outside, yeah.
I think it got up to 81 today here, so it was perfect here.
Mm.
But we had a midday shower, like right around noon. It poured down rain for a while, but then the sun came back out, and it's really nice
weather
now. Oh, really?
Well, that's
yeah.
the way it is here, too. We had hail today, actually.
Oh. Yuck.
And the new car sitting out in the driveway. I didn't think about that.
Oh, God, I was talking about that yesterday. Ugh, got to get that fucking new car.
Well, I don't think that your little brake light coming on for 5 seconds when you put it in reverse is too much to worry about.
No, and you know what? It didn't happen today. Like when I backed in the spot today, it didn't happen today. So,
by the time I got rid of the Civic, it was 10 years old. Consider that.
Yeah.
But it was a coupe. Neither window worked. The radio would only stay in a certain position, the volume.
Right.
The button didn't work it. You know what I mean? It already had one. The air conditioner did not work. I mean, I drove that thing until it was ready to fall apart.
I can't believe you kept it that long.
Oh, I had the financial incentive to do it, believe me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to come up, from going from nothing to a payment like that.
Oh my God! See, that's the other thing. I don't want to have a payment.
Yeah, I know.
So,
but it's a nice car.
Yeah.
Actually, John's driving it because he has a longer drive.
And is he getting really good gas mileage?
He used to bitch so much about gas because he was driving a 6-cylinder into the city every day.
Oh.
And we live outside the city.
Right.
And he was probably spending close to $100 a week in gas.
Oh my God, $100 a week?
Maybe, is that a lot? A lot? I don't know because I don't use gas. He was using a lot of gas. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's not complaining anymore. So.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. And he's probably keeping track of the mileage, like how good of mileage he's getting.
Yeah, he's a Virgo.
So that tells you right there. Hey, you know what? While I have you on the phone, I hope you're not upset that I didn't buy Candles by Phoebes, that I bought those scented things.
Oh, no. I understand that there's other people in my customers' lives.
Okay.
I'm ready for a break anyway, because we've been having a really, really busy month. I've been going to the post office every morning. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, send those customers to my eBay auctions and sell my pictures. not the same thing, I know, but...
I went and looked at them the other day. Yeah, you had three up at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they? How long are your auctions?
They go for a week, from Sunday to Sunday.
Mm. So. And you selling anything?
For a couple weeks there, I was doing really well, like a couple $100 a week.
And
then, yeah, and then it just totally dropped off, and I haven't gotten anything for a while. I mean, small bids, I should say, not anything, but small bids. Mm-hmm. So like this week, there's only one picture that has two bids on it. It's like $11 or something, and it's like barely going to cover the cost of what it costs to do it.
You'd need to have a minimum or whatever, right?
Yeah, well, I set the minimum at $695, but I need to raise that, I think, just to cover a little bit more of the cost, so... But we'll see. It might change. You never know.
Things go in cycles, believe me.
Right, and this is probably not going to be a good weekend anyway, because people are going to be away, so...
Thinking about getting away if they're not away, exactly.
Right, so I shouldn't think that I'm going to get, big bids this weekend.
You ever heard of Croncast? The podcast called Croncast?
No, I can't say I have.
They're a straight couple that live in suburban Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a... some sort of developer, like an internet developer. He does a lot of consulting work for internet people. And she is a housewife, but she does eBay to make money to pay, like the grocery bill and stuff like that. And she's a huge eBayer. You should listen to her because if you listen to her, you can see the cycle. She'll talk, oh, well, this is not a good week because this is coming up. She knows everything. She's been doing it for years.
Like the trends of buyers and stuff.
Exactly.
Excuse me.
Now, she sells mostly baby products, not naked men pictures.
But. Right. But I could hear and at least hear how, yeah, I'll have to listen to that.
And she's very interesting. Croncast.com.
Okay.
And she is one of those consummate storytellers, like Mark Twain probably was,
Yeah.
She starts telling a story and you just sit there enthralled laughing. I highly recommend it. There's you one.
Yeah, there you go. I asked you and there you are. And that's a really good one. That's a relative one too, so.
It's not a queer cast, but I listen to a lot of podcasts that aren't queer cast. Do you listen to anything?
I actually do not listen to any other podcast besides gay podcasts.
Just too many to listen to, right?
Yeah, there's just too much. For a while there, I was listening to the Macworld one for the Macintosh, mm-hmm. and I listened to the Daily Source Code for a while. I listened to Democracy Now! For a while, mm-hmm. but I've pretty much given up on all those and just listened to Queercasts. So.
I recommend also Left, Right, and Center. It's actually a radio show. But yeah, Left, Right, and Center. It's out of KCW from San Diego.
Okay.
And it's got it's a panel of four people that talk about current politics.
Oh.
And they're all editorial writers for like the Washington Post,
Mexico
Gate. That it's very, very interesting. It's only 15 minutes too, so the amount of information that you get in the show is very, you know, for the time that you put into it, it's very good.
Very concise, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what they're... Go ahead.
The Democrat will they pitch their own... They say a topic, and then each side pitches their own. They have a center, a left-right, and then a way-left.
Oh.
And they beat up on each other. It's really interesting.
Would be good. Yeah, I'll definitely have to check that one out.
Yeah, Mr. Boyfriend would probably like that.
He would. But, you know, he's funny. He doesn't listen to podcasts. He barely listens.
What is up with all these podcaster significant others that don't listen to podcasts?
I know. He barely listens to mine, as it is. And
he probably sees it taking up your entire life.
Well, no, it actually doesn't, because I only do it during the week when we're not together.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah, so unless I bug him to record a show with me, then, you know, pretty much it's me on my own, so...
Don't tell us you have to bug him.
Well, sometimes I do. Sometimes it seems like I'm bugging him. Like, before he... Because he was here last week, and I said, come on now, let's just record a show. He's like, no, I got to get home. I got things to do, you know? And I'm just like, oh, come on, just record 20 minutes of a show, please, you know?
Because when he comes on... He doesn't seem bothered at all.
And he's not. That's just it. I want him to realize that it's fun, and he gets into it, and it's, you know, he enjoys it, and people love it.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always love when Mr. Boyfriend's on.
Yeah. I think most people do.
Listen,
go ahead.
John today. Did you hear him today?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. He's going to take a week off to update his website and do a couple things.
You hear about him getting press in Malaysia?
Yeah, the two newspapers that interviewed him, yeah.
He's moving up.
He is moving up, but you know what? It's his Hokkien Penang podcast, not his regular John Ong one, which is fine. I mean, that sounds like that one has a lot of interest going with it.
Whatever works.
Exactly. If I understood it, I would listen to it more.
I might listen to it because, you know, how he does that fake... He knows like seven languages, but he does one fake.
Right.
And, you know, it might be nice to listen to it just, even if you don't understand it, just the cadence and the...
Right. Well, actually, like when he first started, I listened to like one or two shows, but I totally didn't understand it. So, you know, I told him, I said, sorry, John, I can't listen to this one. I don't understand. He's like, oh, I wouldn't expect you to, so...
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, listen, I need to let you go because, you know, I like to keep my show at 30 minutes or less, so.
Well, thanks for talking to me.
Thanks for letting me talk to you.
All right. You have a good night.
You have a great weekend, too.
Oh, you too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was fun. I just love talking to people on Skype. Anyway, thank you, Mike Hip, for the chat. I appreciate it. It was fun. And boys and girls, have a great weekend. Remember, my birthday's on Monday. You still have time to send me a card or something. And, no show on Monday, so come back on Tuesday, and I will have a report then about what we did for the weekend. So, boys and girls, until Tuesday, bye. Usher Ray.